Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Predators have signed Uzi Saros to a 3-year deal and Ryan Hartman to a 1-year contract. Busy day for the Preds today. Christopher Martell joins us to talk about that at @KMartell_sports. Christopher, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm just trying to live in this unbearable heat and humidity here in Tennessee. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. Yeah.
A little dramatic.
Well, that's me. Over dramatic.
Hey, let's start with Ryan Hartman. 1-year deal. What's your take on that? Do you envision his role changing at all next season?
I don't really see his role changing with the team that much. I mean, it's a 1-year, $875,000 deal. It's pretty much, in my opinion, I think it's a prove yourself kind of deal. It's one of those things where David Poyle's probably saying, hey, let's just, we're going to give you 1 year to see really what you have for us, and then we'll go maybe long-term or short-term after that, or we'll see from there. Because, I mean, he's still a restricted free agent, so I don't really see his role changing that much. I just think this is more of a show us what you can do with a full year under your belt.
The UC Soros deal, it's one of those things we all knew it was going to get done. We just wondered what the numbers would ultimately look like. $4.5 million over 3, is that about what you thought?
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured was going to happen. I thought he was going to get 2 to 3 years. And at $1.5 million per season, I mean, it's just an absolute steal for a guy who is a great goaltender already. He's a young guy. He's still got plenty of time to grow even more and make himself better. So I think the Predators being able to lock him up for 3 years at such a great term is just fantastic for them.
We had an earlier conversation. If you look back at the numbers, Pecs with 59 starts last year, which was actually the fewest for him since the year last year he was injured, which I think was that it was 09 or 10 or I can't remember. 23 starts for Saros. What do you see happening next year?
Well, you got to really think about what's going on with in the next couple of years for the Predators. Next year is Pecorine's last year of his 7-year contract. And I think it's going to be more of getting UC Saros ready to potentially take over the reins from Pecorine, even if Pecorine returns to the Predators after this upcoming season. You got to think it's going to be more of a backup role after that. So my guess is, and I've been saying this for about a month or two now, I think the number you're going to want to see here is more 50-30. So like maybe 50, 51 starts for Pecorine and a 30, 31 starts for UC Saros. You're going to want to get close to that 50-50 split. So UC Saros knows how it is to really kind of handle a decent amount of games, for a team. I mean, he had, 23 starts last season. That is a lot, but I think he needs to be getting up into the 30 plus range, going into, the next couple of years.
That's exactly the number I threw out there, 50, earlier today. And so then we had the conversation. I mean, he won the Vezina, and you're cutting more games. Yeah. And I mean, my point, Martell, and you know a lot more about this than me, but his numbers were down in the playoffs. And that's where he's got to be at his best next year.
Well, yeah, you're right about his numbers being down in the playoffs. But to be fair, everybody on the team's numbers were down in the playoffs. Scoring, I mean, offensive, defensive, goaltending. It was all kind of down. So I really think that's one of those things where it's kind of just more of a, maybe that was kind of a fluke than anything else. But in terms of Pecorine, the more he's been overplayed in the past, the worse he's performed in the playoffs. You look 2 years ago during the run to the Stanley Cup final, and he played 60-ish games during the regular season and had a phenomenal postseason. And yeah, he played 59 this past year, and the postseason wasn't that great. But what I guess I'm getting at here is that the less you work your starting goaltender, And the more you kind of share that load, especially when it comes to Pecorine, the better he is likely to perform in the postseason. So go ahead.
I was going to say, what do you think things look like behind the scenes with he and the team right now? Obviously, this is his last deal. Nothing's leaked out or come out about they're considering this or that for the future. Are both sides willing to just kind of let this year play out and then sort of see where they are?
I kind of think this is kind of a, I wouldn't say a wait and see kind of thing, but I really kind of envision it as Pecorine taking this last year and seeing what exactly he wants to do towards January, coming up at the end of the season, and seeing if he wants to continue on, because next year, the 2019-2020 season, he'll be turning 37. It's kind of up there for a goaltender, but it wouldn't surprise me at all to see Rene sign a 1-2 year deal to remain with the Predators, because, you know, to be honest, I don't really see him going anywhere.
Yeah.
Rene is uber competitive. He is one of the most competitive guys that I've ever known in that locker room, but he's an extremely humble guy, and I absolutely think he sticks around to help Saros for the next couple of years. So that's kind of what I think. I think it's going to be a wait and see. Let the year play out, like you said, and go from there.
When do you think we hear something about Ellis ultimately?
I don't think you're going to hear anything until the season gets underway. There was talk. I know Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet had talked about this, that maybe one of the pressing points was the potential of a no move clause, no trade clause, that Ryan Ellis maybe wanted to get put into his contract. Nashville really doesn't give those. The only person on the team that has that is Pecorine. So, if that's one of the hangups in a potential contract extension, I mean, you could see this play out for a little while longer. I mean, yeah, Nashville has the benefits of no state income tax. And, you know, Ryan Ellis knows what he needs to be making, I guess, in terms of his next contract. But if the no move, no trade clause is really a pain point, if you will, it could take a little while. So I would say give this a little time, and I expect Nashville to have this worked out before the end of the year.
Christopher Martel talking a little hockey with us at KMartel_sports. Thank you, Martel. Appreciate you.
My pleasure as always.